Ici Londres.
Ike Eisenhower fut le 34e président des États-Unis d'Amérique de 1953 à 1961. Le 17 janvier 1961, lors de son discours d'adieu à la nation, il déclara: Parmi les conseillers du gouvernement, nous devons nous prémunir contre l'acquisition d'une influence injustifiée, qu'elle soit recherchée ou non par les complexes militaro-industriels. Le potentiel d'une montée désastreuse d'un pouvoir mal placé existe et persistera. Nous ne devons jamais laisser le poids de cette combine mettre en danger nos libertés ou les processus démocratiques. Nous ne devons rien prendre pour une chose sûre. Seule une vigilance de citoyens informés peut contraindre le bon maillage de l'énorme machinerie industrielle et militaire de la défense avec nos objectifs et méthodes pacifiques pour que la sécurité et la liberté puissent prospérer ensemble. Son arrière-petite-fille, Laura Eisenhower, témoigne.
Hello, it's Laura Eisenhower. I am just feeling something wanting to come through me tonight, and it has to do with a message I would like to send to folks like Bill Gates. I could put a huge list together of all those that I would like to address, but I'm talking like cabal members. I'm talking people that are trying to create a new world order. I'm talking to those that have been manipulating and abusing the human population. I am talking to those that are wrapped up in some sort of covenant with some demonic forces to do all you can to establish further world domination for yourselves and enslavement for the rest of the human race. First off, this is a violation of free will. It's a violation of cosmic and natural law. Yes, we understand the need to play a dark role, but you're taking it way too far. And this is a time on the planet right now where the mother energy and the mother earth planetary consciousness holds true dominion. You do not have the right to do what you're doing. We do not consent. And millions of people have opened their minds up to the research and experiences of many who have uncovered the lies, the deceptions, and the evil corruption and these acts of just the most criminal activity while supporting putting those in compromised situations that have not even remotely done close to the evils that are being done. It is in violation of cosmic and natural law, and it does not work, and it will not work. You cannot own us, you cannot have us, you cannot control us. And this isn't about smearing, this isn't about being defamatory, this isn't about something political, this is about crimes against humanity, and it is not acceptable. I am a part of the Eisenhower family. My great-grandfather sat in the presidential office for 8 years. He had contact experience with all different types of extraterrestrials, both malevolent and benevolent. There have been all sorts of projects that came into the American government and infiltrated most of these power centers and the secret space programs. Our hard work and money and tax dollars are supporting all these different projects and false flag agendas to basically screw us over. And the thing is, it's not going to work. So I have been with my great-grandfather since I was a child in a spirit connection on a telepathic level. And the people are going to decide. And we are taking a stand. You do not have any rights to our bodies, to our health. It's obvious this is bioweaponry. It's obvious the vaccinations are to surveillance us, monitor us, and control us. I mean, to think that you can get away with this at this point is absurd. The powers of cosmic and natural law and creation are opposed to this anti-life agenda. And there are greater powers at work that will not allow you to get away with this. So what is coming through right now is just really, I guess, some pity that you would want to play the dark role to such an extreme that you will literally get, like, be stuck in a karmic loop for God knows how long. So it looks like you need the AI and transhumanism to keep up a life cycle working with draconian beings and trying to genetically modify the human race to become worker slaves, coming from somewhat hybrid Anunnaki faction. There's a lot of information about the galactic history behind DNA manipulation and trying to separate us from true source, zero point unified field. Those gateways are opening. You are trying to keep those gateways closed and it's not going to work. So these agreements are basically utilizing this dark technology to harvest our energies because you're parasites and vampires. And so these are the facts, or about as close to the facts as I can possibly get, but all the information is out there. And if my great-grandfather was able to take the position of presidency and also was a general in the Second World War and had to deal with the manipulation and shutdown of disclosure and truth coming out so that all this could still operate behind the scenes with the trickery of fake news and false flags and mind control and dark technologies to socially engineer us, all of this is coming out. I feel sorry for you to a certain degree, but I don't even know if there's a soul in there. And I just hope that you can recognize the levels of violations that you are committing, which will be taken to a greater cosmic courtroom. So whatever you're trying to do here to the human race, there are multi-dimensions to who we are. And there's a much larger picture that you're going to have to face. And you violate the sovereignty and free will of any human, any more than you already have, is just going to dig yourself deeper and deeper into a hell you will not be able to escape. I mean, I don't know what it's going to look like for you. I don't know if you're actually human, but the deal is that to try and separate us from source and our divine birthright and target the human race in this way is not in agreement to the unconditional loving source energy that we all come from. It is only coming from fallen groups that have compromised their DNA and rely on humanity for a food source and prey on the innocent and steal their essence and fluids through torture and abuse. So there's a lot of you out there, and you're not able to get away with this anymore. The messages are going to get stronger and stronger the more you attempt to continue these dark agendas. Documentaries are coming out. There are multiple news channels. And you can try and censor till you're blue in the face, but there are certain things that you absolutely cannot access, no matter how much you try and manipulate human DNA. There are some things that you cannot access, and it's a greater power than what you hold. Your only power is trickery and deception and being able to fool the human race. But they are rapidly waking up in the face of seeing the bigger picture of what this is all about. And a lot of people aren't ready for it. But on a cosmic and galactic level and earthly level, we are in a window right now where your agendas are being overthrown and the true essence of light is coming in. And people are going to remember who they truly are and break free of the nets and the abuses of nanotechnology, weather modification and chemtrails and all these heavy metals that we have been inhaling against our will. Nobody voted you into office either. Nobody has elected these cabal members, these Illuminati members. We have a president right now that many are in support of, because he seems to be a president that's taking down human trafficking. We can only hope for the best. But just as much as you think that you can all of a sudden put shots in our arms to create ownership, to use us as a food source, something else is coming in that will absolutely disable your ability to do so, because we do not consent. We are sovereign beings, and this is a violation to the codes of creation. And those that have passed over that are watching this, and those of us that operate in the multidimensional, will make sure that you do not succeed. And there are armies of light beings that you are not able to reach that will offset these dark agendas that are rising out of the hearts of humans. Our unity consciousness is going to increase as all these world wars have tried to conquer and divide us, all this infiltration, all this darkness. This has been a huge catalyst for our growth, so we thank you for that. But you're going too far. Quit with these abuses. It is absolute violation of everything. You are destroying the most sacred things. And it's shameful. So you don't run the show here on Earth. Mother Earth holds dominion. So does spirit. And the power that we're reclaiming as humans, as it grows, will absolutely hold you accountable and others like you to think that you can tinker with the human race in the way that you are doing. So I had to just let that out. And hopefully you can find a soul, you can find a heart, and you can also address your own disorders. As you're trying to act like the hero, you need to look in the mirror and recognize that you got serious personality disorders. It is beyond narcissism to think that you can play this role in the world today, or where whatever role you've played for multiple lifetimes. What kind of disorder is that? Maybe you should focus on a shot for that. Maybe take some essential oils or herbs, or go out into nature. And, you know, where did you originate from? The great mother, father, the unified field, 0 point source energy, whatever you want to call it. Are you not a child of that? Who gives you the right or authority to mess with other children of the creator and take it upon yourself to harm them? There's no greater evil than manipulating and lying and harming the health of the planet and humanity, and keeping them from what is rightfully ours, which is our full 12 strand capacity and beyond. Trying to seal us off from true source energy, infiltrating religions, political structures, Hollywood, medical industry, you name it. It's enough already. The amount of guardian forces and groups and benevolent beings far outnumber you. And the gateways are opening, and it's going to come in more and more. So I suggest that you quit it and you start to, I don't know, maybe the karmic healing for you to gain access to the DNA that you compromised in yourself is just not possible. And so you feel like you have no choice. I've heard whistleblowers say we're a vampiric cyborg race and we need you as a food source. Basically, the false matrix that you all are trying to run relies on us as a food source. And all of us collectively are going to begin to remove the ability for you to feed. And we'll continue to call in the light forces from within and from without, and work with the power of nature and cosmic and natural law to put you all where you belong. There is no criminal in any jail in this world that is doing worst evil, because we're dealing with like massive, massive murder, massive disabling and crippling of human souls. If there's any part of your agenda that's positive, I can't wait to hear about it. But as of right now, I'm utterly and totally convinced that you're playing such a dark and evil role with ramifications that you can't fully understand, just as much as you can't reach the levels of compassion, integrity, and a beautiful heart that's actually looking out for the human race, actually honoring of the earth as a guardian, which we all should be, a protector, an authority that inspires. We're not your experiments. We are sovereign, and you cannot have us. Goodbye.